A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. And you are listening to Studio 7. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Barack Obama's historic visit to Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
I have to also say that Africa's democratic progress is also at risk when leaders refuse to step aside when their terms end. Now, let me be honest with you. I do not understand this. I am in my second term. It has been an extraordinary privilege for me to serve as the President of the United States. I cannot imagine a greater honor or a more interesting job. I love my work. But under our Constitution, I cannot run again. I can't run again. I actually think I'm a pretty good president. I think if I ran, I could win. But I can't. A half century into this independence era, it is long past time to put aside old stereotypes of an Africa forever mired in poverty and conflict. The world must recognize Africa's extraordinary progress.
Sokule minyaka engamachumi amahlanu sekuyisikhathi sokususa isibonelo sezwekazi le-Afrika njengendawo elabantu abasemuva kwezempumelelo. Abasakhulayo bakhangelelwe ukuba yibo abanengi ekuthuthukeni kwezamabhizimusi.
I have to also say that Africa's democratic progress is also at risk when leaders refuse to step aside when their terms end. Now, let me be honest with you. I do not understand this.
Nasi uno zvinorwadza kuti vatungamiriri vazhinji vemuAfrica vari kuchinja magwaro emitemo yavo apo nguva yavo yekubuda muhofisi ichinge yakwana. Vachida kukwikwidza zvakare. Ini ndinofarira basa rangu uye.
The words of President Barack Obama there again. Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening we are talking about President Barack Obama's visit to Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And obviously, a blessing. Mm-hmm. President Obama has called on African presidents to respect their constituencies, or maybe their constitutions, mm-hmm. and step down when their terms end. Now, speaking in Kenya during a keynote address to the African Union, you know, Mr. Obama actually alluded to the fact that there are some leaders who are actually overstaying in power.
That was in Addis Ababa, the headquarters of the African Union, Gibbs. And of course, President Obama becomes the first sitting American president to address the African Union. Very symbolic indeed.
Yebo kambe Zulu kanti abalingi ngalithola njani lamhlanje ke esixoxa ngakho uhambo luka mnumzana ke Obama. Siyakwazi ukuthi Obama uhambe khona le Kenya lapho uyise adabuka khona. Njalo la vele abaningi bamkhangela ukuthi khona ngale inkaba yakhe ngani yathwalwa yafa khona ngale. Ye siphinde zambuzo esikhona ngale ke ixoxa labantu abaningi sithi kumele ukuthi Africa yenze okuningi ukuze ithuthuke. Ithi uthi ke okubulala i-Africa ikugwelegwele lobungana basakhanye ukuthi buhamba njani. kulabantu othi kungani abahambisi kuhle ezombusazwe ikakhulu nqa beyinkokheli uthi uyamangala ukuthi abantu bayahlala blessing isikhathi eside besembusweni khonaphana ukuthi angangena e-state house usefuna ukufela khona so uthi la kuyamangalisa uyabona ukuthi la ye lapha yena ungupresident ongani lohlonze kodwa ngeke akwenze ngoba i-constitution yakhe akuvumi so uthi hayi madoda umuntu angaqeda chapans nikomunye chanes
Oguka hambadzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezverwendo rwava Obama kuAfrica vakakwanisa iwo kuenda kuKenya kunova kwakazvarirwa baba vavo vachibva ko vachienda kuEthiopia kune muzinda weAfrican Union vachitaura kuvatungamiri vemuAfrica nevamwe vanhuose muAfrica vaObama vakataura iwo kuAddis Ababa kuEthiopia ikoko kuti vatungamiri venyika havafaniri kuita chipikiri charambira pamadziro chekuti gipsi kana uchida kubvisa chipikiri ichocho mudhuri wese unodonda
uzviona kona sokumele utilize konke
ukaona uri mutungamiri wenyika uchiti inini ndikabva nyika yaenda kumawere zvinoreva kuti uri kutadza kutonga ndo dzimwe nyaya dzavakataura
kakhulu nxasi ukangela ke gonoka kukhulume ngokuti abantu abafuna ukuhamba abantu abanye ngezimbabwe vati vabona ngani kade gombe khonale kule zimbabwe uyabona ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli sehlala isikhathi eside khona ngale e-state house so maybe bekhuluma ngayo sikwazi
of course Mr. Mugabe was not in attendance and there was also an Africa US summit that Mr. Mugabe was also not invited to of course there are targeted sanctions against President Robert Mugabe's government by the United States of America for alleged human rights abuses but of course the Mugabe government dismisses the allegation of human rights saying that well it's because of the land reform program that the government embarked on in 2000 as a result there were sanctions that were placed on Harare I think Gibbs we have our first guest that is Mr. Clifford Mashiri a former Zimbabwe diplomat to Addis Ababa Ethiopia is now based in the UK Mr. Mashiri good evening
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can
start
the ball rolling.
Thank you, Mr. Mashiri, for joining us. So tell us a bit about what you heard from Mr. Obama. We know that he went to Kenya and was in Ethiopia too. But there was something of interest when he talked about, you know, leaders that don't want to, you know, that want to stick to power, you know, for good.
Yes, that's quite right. President Obama, you know, indicated that nobody should be a president for life and that your country is better off if you have new blood and you have new ideas. And also he indicated that he himself is still young and he would still want to step aside and enjoy, you know, his time in retirement when he's still young. And he was encouraging other leaders to do the same. He did not understand why people stay long or stay so long, especially when they've got a lot of money. And in this case, there is speculation that this was directed at leaders, including Mr. Mugabe. He's a long-term leader, and there is speculation also that he might stand for another term in 2018, whereby this would see him relinquishing power at the age of 99. Just unbelievable. So President Obama urged African Union leaders to oppose those kinds of tendencies and to stick to their constitutions.
So, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a call. And do you think that people actually listen whenever a leader like Obama says some of these things?
Oh, definitely people listen, starting with the audience. He had several standing ovations, and including, as I observed on television, from civil society participants who were, you know, upstairs. They kept, urging him to speak, by showing that respect of in terms of ovations. And I want to believe also the other leaders, other heads of state, take a cue. We don't necessarily have dictators throughout Africa. Some African leaders have, respected their constitutions, and he mentioned that, in particular, President Mandela. and so on. Mm-hmm. So, yes, now that he's speaking, though, after Mandela, there are many leaders who must have taken cue of what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. Tombo taura nechivanhu paka batwa batwa wapa nyaya yekutengeserana pakati pe America nenyika dzemuAfrica va Obama vachitaura iwo kuti hazvina kunaka kuti vanhu vango ipiwe zvinhu zvekuti vanobva vadya ipapo kana kuti aid asi kuti panofanira kunge pachitengeserano munoona sei ukama weZimbabwe munoona sei ukama weAmerica nedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica vamwe kavanenge vakuti China enda nenyika.
Hongu China iri kubvuta mamarket akawanda muAfrica asi America iri kuedzo kuita zvakanaka kuti kuridzire hukama hwakanaka nenyika idzodzo dzemuAfrica. China yagara iri isingasarudze shamwari inongoti hurumende inotonga kana yakaponda vanhu kana yakasarudzwa zvakanaka. Inongoti ngatiite business ndokusiyana kwayakaita neAmerica. America inotanga yatarisisa kuti hurumende iyi yakasarudzwa zvakanaka haiponde vanhu saka ndo zvinosiyana izvozvo asi pakutengeserana America inotengeserana neZimbabwe pane zvimwe zvakati wandei inobatsirana inobatsira zvikare Zimbabwe pa development in terms of humanitarian assistance. Asi zvisiri zviye zvegovernment to government kwete.
Of course, I had asked Mr. Mashiri about President Obama's comments that the rest of the world also needed to change its approach to Africa by boosting fair trade and not just providing aid handouts. And, of course, Mr. Obama vowed that the United States stood with the region to defeat terrorism and end conflict. Those are some of the issues that we'll be tackling. Of course, Mr. Mashiri is saying, of course, it's true that... China's trade with Africa is high at the moment. I mean, compared to the United States, but of course, he's taking a swipe at Beijing for trading with countries irrespective of their human rights record.
We know that China is in Angola, where there's a lot of oil there, so he's actually targeting some of these countries with lots of oil. Sudan is another country, and we're told that recently they sent some. Or maybe they're intending to send troops to Sudan, you know?
Interesting. Tinai mtereri wedu arikuBotswana mukoma Vitalis Makadi.
Ndinofara mukoma munofara zvenyu.
Aiwa isu tirinani zvemutowa kumwakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Tiri kuna kuBotswana patinoshunguruza zvehelicopter zvinenge zvichitsvaga matirenge tichiwaka Zimbabwe.
Hadzi zvaita sei kuBotswana.
Botswana uku kana anga ari mazuva eholiday zvikopokopo zvinenge zviri mudenga zvichimhanyisa mapurisa nepasi nedzimotikari zvekutoti hakumabasa kwatina hakuendeki
kwaberekera ingwe
kune vaberekera munotogara mudzimo mosiya zvakadaro moti kana holiday yachona yapera mochizotangawo kufamba
aiwa zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka asi munoona sei rwendo rwava Obama ku Africa
ndiyo nyaya chaichaya ndiyo nyaya yenzi nyaya chaichaya yakatarawa Obama iyi munorangarira vakuru pavanoti kanzi kunonzi kubaya dede nemukanwa ndiko kwakaita vaObama ikoko mutemo iwo unonge uchiti munhu eti 6 years ngaarizaini asi iwoona kuti munhu ane 65 kusvika pa90 chakadaro years ari kungoramba ari pabata asaumwe ari kurizaini oona kuti munhu iyeye kana kuri kuti kuenda kuchikora pane kumwe kudzidza kwakuti munhu akadzidza bhata anenge asina kudzidza zvekuti onge akadzidza zvemabhuku asi zvekuti atonge manje nokuziva kuti zviri kuda vanhu zvii panenge pasina chikoro ipapo nekuti iko zvinezvo uri kuona kuti kune operation vharai makambani kwavo kuita zvekare operation hatichade mavhenda mutaundi operation vharai zvikoro maticha akudzinga muzvikoro sekuenda kwamaita panyuzo izvezvo zvikuronga kwanana operation vharai mashopu saka kuona kuti horaiti tikadaro so hakusi kugona kutonga ikoko
saka muri kutenderana nemashoko avao ba halo mukoma Vitalis foni yavo inenge iri kuti netsei asi tinenge tanzwa zvavari kutaura vari kuti ivo vatungamiri or he's essentially saying that leaders must have term limits. It's not healthy for any country to have a leader who stays for decades and decades. Gibbs.
Yeah, uyakhuluma lapha ke umnumzana uthi hayi ke nxa umuntu angangena esikhundleni phela kumbula ukuthi kulabanye abakhangele khona ngathi bangangena nxa ukuthi umuntu angangena ngesikhundleni angacaba ukuthi nguye yedwa angahlala sephakathi khona ngale. So Mr. Mashiri, is there any way that maybe some leaders were listening to Mr. Obama's speech?
Yes, I want to believe the leaders were listening. Those in the chamber he was addressing, they were paying attention and also clapping hands and showing appreciation of what he was saying. Mm-hmm. I also want to believe that the diplomats who were in attendance took the message home of what President Obama was saying. And I was also impressed by the President of Ethiopia, or Prime Minister of Ethiopia, whose government also has been criticized for human rights abuses. Yeah, he did show quite a relaxation and appreciation of what President Obama was saying. And President Obama made sure that he commented on some of his meetings with some of these heads of state, including the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, where he was urging that they should respect human rights and not to jail, you know, journalists and so on. So I think leaders, heads of state and government who were in attendance listened, and those who were at home maybe paid attention, with the exception probably of Mr. Mugabe only and a few others.
Yeah, but interestingly, in June, also addressing a session of the African Union in Sandton in South Africa, this is what Mr. Mugabe said, and he said, and I quote, "We in Africa put a rope around our own neck and say leaders must only have two terms. It is a democracy. If people want a leader to continue, let him continue." These are the words of Mr. Mugabe. Anything wrong with this?
Oh, there is something seriously wrong. There he was saying, you know, indirectly urging Nkurunziza of Burundi to go ahead with his unpopular, you know, third term, in violation of the Burundi constitution. So, in other words, Mugabe was trying to bless something that is evil and should never, ever be encouraged at all, that of going against, you know, two terms and violating constitutions.
Gibbs.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mashiri, and stay on the line. Silo mnumzana ke uPrince Ncube lapha ecingweni. Blessing. Baba Ncube, ungawutshona njani?
Tshona njani
la? Sijone kakhulu ngapi khonapho Baba Ncube?
Johannesburg.
Ye, kunjani eGoli?
Hayi, kungcono njana.
Ye, uzwile ngamazwi kamnumzana Obama ungathini?
Hayi, ngiwazwile amazwi kaobama ukuthi ngani uyazibona iy'nduwo ezenzakalala e-Afrika ukuthi amazwe onke lalandele amalungelo abantu, ukuthi asikwazi ukuthi yena nganika sizobani lapho ukuthi ekwazi ukuthi inkokhe zilandele amalungelo abantu. Asikwazi ukuthi yena uphethe ngaba lo mbono onjani ukuthi ekwazi ukuxozulela induba esifana nalezo.
So kodwa ngombono wakho ezekhulume sithi kulabantu abafuna ukufela ezikhundleni, ubona ngani bekhuluma ngabo bani khona?
Hayi ke lokho kusobala kakhulu, ngoba kuyaziwa ke i-Afrika yonke ukuthi bakhona vele abanjalo. Lawo lo bengasakuvezanga nje straight ukuthi besitsho bani, kodwa akho vele ubeqinisile.
Ubona ngani bangaki e-Afrika abayala ukuhamba? Banenganganani?
Hayi, bona baningi. Laloba bengabe abanye bephuma kodwa bayatshintshana, kungani ama-parties angkhona engafuni ukuthi iphume yonke yona leyo party ubusenye, but afuna ukuphuma iparty yonke, ngcono betshintshane kodwa iparty ingaphumi. But ilizwe liyayiloko lisifa lisiya phambili, ezilongo ungatshintshanga yona iparty.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Prince Ncube khona ngapho ke eJohannesburg. Ungadinwa la kusasa baba.
Yes,
so Mr. Ncube is saying that obviously there are so many leaders in Africa that are, you know, staying for a long time in power. So he says this is very worrying indeed.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we are trying to get our second guest, Salino Mushe Mlambo, but unfortunately, we are having problems with their phone. But again, we'll try to call you so that we can bring you on board to talk about President Obama's historic visit to Africa. Tinemwe mtereri wedu, ariparo nhare, mkoma Philemon, makadi mkoma Philemon, baruku South Africa. Aiwa isu ta square edu mkoma Philemon nyairi mdari roma inzu kwa hii murugu wana sayiru kenduru kwa bao bama uru
wambo kando wama afamdo wawo baita mwushe kuti bakuna kuti batra wala zinizu kuti ya nama kita sayidu ima Afrika wawo nukuti ya isha wala wadu kubamu zungu zikaro ni ngairi kuparara
asika wani nga wachiti mkoma Philemon vanu wariko wa votera ko chicha ipa. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru kukoma Philemon.
Okay, maita mujo.
All right, nekuti foni yenyu inenge yanga yakumbotikate mbichana. Handiti aiwa, asi tinotenda tanzwa pfungwa dzenyu. Of course, Philemon is praising Mr. Obama, saying he's the only one who can bite the bullet because he does not see African leaders doing what they agreed under the AU. That is the issue of the peer review mechanism that was promoted by then South African President Thabo Mbeki. He's saying they don't do that, you know. So he's saying kudos to President Obama for, you know, telling leaders that you know they should live, as they say, if they're saying of politicians, right, that politicians are like diapers, you know, yes, they need constant changing, and both for the same reason.
Exactly. So now when you talk about the peer review mechanism,
yes,
I think we are referring definitely to NEPAD, eh?
Yes,
we don't know what happened to that, you know.
Indeed.
Some leaders were totally uncomfortable about NEPAD. So right now we're joined by Miss Sally Nobuhle Mlambo of the Platform for Youth Development. She's in Bulawayo, I guess. Miss Nobuhle Mlambo, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Are you in Bulawayo?
Yes, I'm in Bulawayo.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. So what can you say about Mr. Obama's kind of remarks about leaders who do not want to let go some power, you know?
I think his remarks, like the previous speaker was saying, I think they're courageous remarks because as Africans ourselves, we have failed to address the issue of leaders who are failing to give power or ceding power to someone else. But him, maybe as an outsider, it has been much, much easier for him to come and address the issue of possession of power from one leader to the next. So I think it has been good, the fact that he's actually bringing out in the open where these leaders themselves were gathered in a way that he shows them that the world is watching and everyone is unhappy about the way things have been taking part in Africa, really. So I think it was very courageous, and it has been good.
Yeah, kodwa nasubona ngesindebele sibili khonapho ubona indaba abakhokheli bangafuna ukuhamba befuna ukuhlala esikhundleni umuntu aguge aze phelele khona kwenziwa kwini khonokho
indaba le yokuthi umuntu azofuna ukuphela esikhundleni indaba yokuthi lapha umphakathi we-Africa ngingathi kule system yokuthi abantu balomkhuba wokuthi bengangena esikhundleni bafuna ukubeke lokhu ebethile. So indaba yokuthi nxa usesikhundleni uyakwanisa ukuthi ube usila udeplete ama-resources ngoba uyakule access kulokuthi nxa ungumuntu nje ongela control ongakwanisiyo ukuthi ebambelele ama-resources ona la kugcina sokusiba nzima. So nxa wena ungumuntu osesikhundleni abule influence kakhulu yokuthi ukwanise uku-control ama-resources ona la. Nxa usesikhundleni ungakwanisa ukudla uzuyi uzuzise udiniwe ngongafuni ukudla. So ngenxa yokuthi umuntu yena ngokwakhe izime ngadla kakhulu kangakanani yena ngokwakhe umuntu kasuthi. So bafuna ukuba belethe besidla boda belethe besidla yikho bengafuna ukuthi besike esikhundleni.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ungayikatshana mama. So according to Miss Mlambo, you know, leaders don't want to leave because they'll be getting a lot of wealth, you know. If you become wealthy, you can't leave. Yeah.
Of course, an interesting subject indeed. Reminds me of that story, you know, one African leader was asked, if you die today, where do you want to be buried?
State
and
house.
He said, no, not state house. He said, Jerusalem. And they said, why? He said, so that after 3 days, I'll resurrect and go back to state house. Tinemwe mteneri wedu, vamakuni, magadi vamakuni.
Ndakasimba blessing, magadi kustetsu.
Aiwa, tirina, nika na mjinge mafona, so vamakuni, muripa my central wapa, tundo batanzu kwa manyukunyuku.
Kanditika.
Tivuze, ufungwa ze, munona seri wedu, wabama ni masho kwa hawa.
Mashokwara akakora akasimbisisa chaizvo but ndoda kuti ndipini dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti takaenda kuhondo tikarwisa utongi hweudzvanyiriri tichida yatinoti one man one vote one man one vote yapo haifanhi kusenza kune mumwe munhu tinofanira kungovhotera munhu mumwe chete. Dambudziko ratanaro yezvinezvi even vanhu veAfrican Union ivaro dzimwe dzenguva pachanetsa chaizvo kuti uchairmanship wacho huende kune mumwe anofanirwa kuhutora because vantu hwamharapo hwamharapa. Handifunge kuti munhu angabvume kuti azohutambudza kune mumwe munhu because nyaya yapropo ndeyekuti chabaya chikatyongera. Unoona kutini ukange watenga bhutsu Butu nyowani, butu ikange chibendera kusiriko kwa kabendera soka yako, butu yoyo emu yayo ndeye kukure mabda. Saka ziri nandu kutuwira. Saka butu ukaona ya pea mira rutiru, siri uro ya pea mira soka yako, shangu yoyo, it's not worth, ito irasa zako iri nyowani, nukuti ita kure mabda zekuzo garapa uirje. Saka ndonya iri kutoitika vanongo tuma group tema Africa na South again so on vari kutuka vari kugadza utungamiriri wema group iwaya kan pandinofungidzira kuti ibhutsu iri kubhendera kune rimwe divi risiro rakabhendera tsoka saka ichavaremadza.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakuni
rangu because kana iwewe uchitadza kurisecha chinhu chawakarwira kuti chive in place like a constitution yevanhu vese vepano pasi ichitaura kuti two terms zvakwana iwe wotaura kuti no ndoda kuti ndiextend. Don't you feel sorry kuti ko vamwe ava vanodawo kuti vaenjoye keke iyoyo pisi yekeke iyoyo iwe chete nemhuri yako ndiwe unoda kuti urambe uri pachigaro tiyatarisa mamwe vatungamiriri vacho makore avagara pazvigaro izvozvi about 5 to 6 years dzavo ukakalkureta zvakanaka uchaona kuti vakanga vari muchadenga mundege vasiri pano pasi because that's what they enjoy most.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakuni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda.
Tinotenda. Of course, Mr. Makuni is slamming the leaders who want to stay beyond their term limits. Fortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com. Mr. Mashiri, stay online or stay on the line. And also Miss Sally Mlambo, please do stay on the line.
Yeah, lo mkanda ndibamba ubambe kona pekungani ungaika chana siyabuya sesixoxa lawe. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC. Stay tuned. Yeah.